So if you need like really granular data in a big operation where there's like multiple steps to it, for example, and you need to know like how long each step's taking, it makes it pretty easy to instrument that and push it into App Insights so that you have that data.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the Development Best Practices Podcast, brought to you by ILM Professional Services. I am your podcast host, Jason Erdahl, and joining me on the podcast today is Brett Hazen, ILM Principal Architect. Brett and I take on the topic of Microsoft Application Insights, including the basics of how it works, what sort of telemetry data is available, how to filter out data you don't want, and using Application Insights with JavaScript and non-.NET apps. Oh, we also talk beer and Fortran. Let's welcome Brett in now. Brett Hazen, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
Thanks, Jay. It's good to be here. I am doing great today. How about yourself?
Oh, you know, fabulous. It's a good day. It's a good day. So, I warned you about this bit. First off, I'd like you to share a best practice for something other than development. Now, I know you have a lot to share, from birds to babies to beer and running too. Just pick one. What would you like to share with the audience?
We'll go with beer because I've been doing more home brewing than typical usually. Never brew with water you wouldn't enjoy drinking.
Oh, okay. That's good. Do you then typically filter the water before you use it for brewing?
So I do a couple of different things. Sometimes I'll buy just the gallon jugs of water, partially just because I like having the gallon jugs a lot around to measure things. Otherwise, I have a reverse osmosis water system in my house, so I get really good water, although the tap water where I live is good too. So I've got a multitude of sources of good water for brewing.
Good to know. Good to know. This is a good insight. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Let's start with the basics about Application Insights. What does it do?
It is an application performance management platform. So it's a tool that's in the same line as tools like New Relic or Dynatrace that gives you a bunch of data about how your application is performing. So it'll give you information, but not limited to like the response times of requests if you have it set up to monitor a web-based application. It can look at your SQL queries and stuff like that. But at a high level, it's an application performance management tool to help you keep an eye on how things are performing.
Cool. What are the primary benefits that it brings to a developer?
So it gives you a lot of really good information that makes it easy to debug your application when things are going wrong. And it gives you a really rich set of data that you can use to also set up alerts, because I like knowing things are going wrong before my users notice and complain to me.
Always a good thing. Always good.
So it's part of the larger Azure Monitor, which is, you know, the big piece of Azure that lets you monitor things, as the name implies. So you can set up alerts using Azure Monitor with data from Application Insights that will, you can have it alert you in a number of ways. So things like SMS, sending in emails, a webhook, you can actually kick off some automation with it using like Azure Runbooks or an Azure function. So in some cases I've seen it used to even, you know, do corrective actions. Wow. So it makes things like that really easy, gives you a ton of data, and just helps you figure out what's happening in your system and gives you information to figure out why that's happening.
Can it do a phone tree type of thing? So it alerts one person, and if that person responds within 5 to 10 minutes, it's fine. Otherwise, it alerts the next person. Can it do that?
Not to my knowledge, out of the box.
Since
it does integrate with Azure Functions, you could probably build something custom to do that.
Okay.
But out of the box, no.
Okay. I was just thinking of our various audience, some of them might be creating software or platform as a service, and they have service level agreements, and those normally involve escalation steps. Cool. Awesome. All right, great. So we were talking about the data that Application Insights has. What kind of telemetry does it record by default?
Quite a bit, actually. So I've primarily used it with web-based applications and with Azure Functions. And a lot of those Azure Functions, too, have been similar to web-based applications where they're handling HTTP requests. So it'll show you things like the amount of requests you're getting, the average response time. It'll show you the amount of exceptions, give you data about the underlying hardware, how that's performing. So like how much CPU you're using, your average working memory set, and that's kind of just scratching the surface. So there's more there too. If you have it instrumented properly with whatever logging framework you're using, all of your log statements will end up in App Insights too, and it'll actually tie them to each request. So there's a way to easily see like all the log statements for a specific request, which is really nice.
Yeah. Is that a little overwhelming? I mean, is there too much data where you just, I don't know, analysis paralysis, I guess, where it's just you go down a rabbit hole. So tell me, is it too much?
I don't think it's too much. It can be overwhelming when you're first looking at the tool just because there's so much data there, but it's pretty intuitive using their user interface to figure out where things are. And once you kind of learn to know where to look to answer a specific question that you're trying to, like, for example, if someone said, you know, this specific thing failed, I know I want to go to the part where I can look at failed requests. And once you know where to look at things, it's pretty easy to find what you need to, in my opinion.
Cool.
It's interesting you ask about too much data, because sometimes, yeah, there's just a ton of data, and Application Insights actually does do something called sampling. So you don't actually always see 100% of your data, because if you're sending a ton of stuff at it, like, for example, I'm working on a project right now that uses IoT Hub. So we've just got tons of data coming in because it's big data. I actually got an alert this morning telling me like, hey, we're sampling your data because you're sending so much. So just FYI, and here's a link to more information about it.
That's nice. Well, that's kind of cool. So there's the out of the box telemetry. What kinds of custom telemetry can a developer add?
Basically, whatever you want. So Microsoft provides several SDKs for various languages that Application Insights supports. So that gives you a means to track custom telemetry. And so as long as you can figure out a way to do it with the SDK, you can track it. And it's not just limited to, you know, telemetry. And I think the sense you're asking, there's some other things you can do as well, like track custom events. That's something I've used several times so that when something like a specific thing happens and I really want to know. So, for example, something failed that is very important to the health of our system, I've set up custom events on that because it makes it very easy to alert on that.
Got it.
Custom telemetry I've used more for, like, there have been scenarios where Application Insights gives you a lot of data about how things are performing, but it doesn't know the inner workings of your code. So if you need like really granular data in a big operation where there's like multiple steps to it, for example, and you need to know like how long each step's taking, it makes it pretty easy to instrument that and push it into App Insights so that you have that data.
Got it.
One other thing I'll mention too is that's good for your last question. I answered more like if you need custom telemetry, but I think you probably were getting at like maybe it's sending stuff by default that I don't want.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I've actually had someone ask me about that. And there are ways you can filter the data before it's sent. There's a specific way you can hook in with the SDK. The name of what they call it is escaping me at the moment, but you can actually do some like pre-processing so you don't send that. I know on one project I worked on, we had some like health check data being sent, and we don't care when the health check is working, right? We only care when it's failing. So we filtered that so that we only got the failures.
Sounds great. Well, we will add that and several other bits into the show notes so you guys can read that even before you're listening to this bit. So kudos. All right. So what I was saying is this is a lot of stuff. Are there any performance implications or other drawbacks?
I've never noticed any performance implications. The SDKs are built intelligently and with performance in mind, so I've never added application insights and seen a performance decrease.
Right.
It does some batching of how it sends the data. It's happening in the background, so it's not like every time you write a log statement, it's pushing data out over a network request. It's doing it in smart ways that you don't have to worry about.
Yeah, no, I get that. So every time I've used Application Insights, it's been with .NET backend apps. So mm-hmm. I have two questions for you. Number one, would Application Insights work okay for client apps such as JavaScript-based web apps or, Lord forbid, Blazor?
So I know for sure it'll work with JavaScript-based apps because they do have an SDK for JavaScript. I have myself have never looked into how it would work on the client side with Blazor. Yeah, I'd be a little surprised if it didn't, just because Microsoft tends to make their technologies work well together.
How about non-.NET backend applications like Java applications? Could you use Application Insights for those?
You absolutely can. I know for a fact it supports Java well because I've recently been helping someone with that.
Great.
The primary difference I've noticed between .NET-based applications and at least specifically Java is with .NET, all I had to do was add the SDK to my project and everything worked. With Java, there was an additional agent that I had to install and get configured on our infrastructure, but it's in their documentation. And I know there are other languages that Applications Insights has support for as well. I don't remember all of them off the top of my head, but
great.
I think if you're using a popular framework, it probably supports
sure, sure,
it.
Sure, sure, sure. Would it work with my Fortran app?
I don't think they have a Fortran SDK, per se. So you might be out of luck
Shoot.
There.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, Fortran works in .NET, so I haven't had to give it up yet. So, there's that. And that seems like a good breakpoint. We are trying to keep these podcasts short so that they can act as a springboard for your own research. Please be sure to listen in a few weeks to part two of our Application Insights podcast with Brett, which will cover reporting, maps, and cohorts. The Development Best Practices podcast is brought to you by ILM Professional Services. Like many developers, do you have Application Insights now, and you just know there's more data you can use in there? Or maybe you're stuck on figuring out how to filter out all the noisy data. We at ILM want to help. Please visit ilmservice.com today to request some time with Brett or one of our other knowledgeable architects. Finally, we're just getting started with the podcast, so if you have any feedback on this episode or have a topic you'd like us to cover, please email us at podcast@ilmservice.com. Take care.